All right, Mitch, first, welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you.
And second of all, had a great season, had a great career so far in the 4 years you had in Cleveland, one of the top right tackles in football. What made Kansas City the right place for you to continue your career?
Just knowing about the organization. I mean, the Hunt family name, is one of the biggest, if not the biggest name in football history. So understanding the family's contributions to the game of football and how that plays out in the organization, that's one of the overriding factors, I think. In the last couple of years, the success of Coach Reed and his staff, just being able to come here and kind of compete right away for, the playoffs and hopefully a championship every year, that's really enticing, and I feel like it's a really good situation all the way around.
Now, for fans that aren't familiar with your game, how would you describe your style of play to fans who haven't watched you before?
I think, I focus on technique a lot. I think that's kind of my main thing is, trying to be as technically sound as I possibly can. I think that the technique aspect of it kind of overrides everything. You can be athletic, you can be strong, but if you don't know how to utilize that correctly, it doesn't really matter when it's 3rd and 12 and, you got to go against one of these guys in the division who can really rush the passer. You got to run block a guy who can get after it. So I think you have to be, really solid technique-wise. And unfortunately I've played in a lot of different offensive systems the past few years, so I think I am pretty versatile in that regard and can kind of do a little bit of everything. So I think those are, two of the biggest things.
As an opposing player, you've had a chance in fan of the NFL to watch Andy Reid's offense and what he likes from his offensive linemen.
More greedy, greedy, greedy.
They're down, they're out in space, getting out and running a lot. Just how much are you looking forward to that? And how does that fit what you do well?
Yeah, I mean, the offense is great for offensive linemen. Like you said, there's a lot of things that we could get to do here that you can't do elsewhere. It's a lot of running the ball. It's a balanced offense. It's setting up play action, doing things that offensive linemen love. It's not just sitting back there and chucking it 60, 70 times a game and hoping things work out. So I think, the balance aspect of it, it seems like this past year using Alex Smith's legs a little more to kind of open up things in the pass game and the run game. I think it's a really cool opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to playing in the offense.
How did your brother help you throughout this process? How much did you lean on his advice in figuring out if this was a good spot for you?
I knew, he had a really good time here. The 1 year he was here, he loved it. The staff is a really big part of that, and just kind of setting the right attitude for working hard and working well and also being able to have fun. I knew the city was great. He talked about how much he loved living here. It's awesome all the way around.
Now, a couple of times in your career, you've played here at Arrowhead Stadium. Just what do you recall about those games that you played at Arrowhead that maybe put you where, like, I want to play in front of these fans, I want to play at Arrowhead Stadium?
I remember, the first time I played here was against my brother. He told me that when we rolled in on the buses to just look for the smoke everywhere, everyone tailgating and smoking some ribs and other food. So, pulling up on the bus, just kind of seeing the smoke rise, it was a really cool atmosphere. You can just, tell that the fans get here early. They like to enjoy themselves. It's the loudest stadium in the NFL. On Sundays, this is the place to be.
Guy, you had experience with your rookie year back in Cleveland in 2012 and Brad Childress. He's the offensive coordinator there. Just got promoted to co-offensive coordinator here. He and Andy Reid go way back. How much did your experience with him, knowing he was here, maybe play into this a little bit? And what do you like about playing with him?
Coach Childress playing for his offense, it was awesome. It's like I said before, it's a balanced offense. I mean, it's kind of O-line friendly, quote unquote. They know what they want to do well. They know what they do well. They stick to it. They add some wrinkles here and there and mix some things up to throw off defenses. But there's a comfortability there in terms of Coach Childress. He's a really good coach. He's a really great guy as well. I think that's kind of the thing that I'm starting to realize more and more is, it's a good staff football-wise, but they're also really great people.